So joining us in the studio is business leader and guru, Hixonia Niasulu. This is Boardroom 101. Hixonia has served on multiple global boards. She is the perfect person to give you business advice. So this morning, we've got her back in the room to discuss do's and don'ts at work functions in this morning's episode of Boardroom 101. Hello, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren.
Do's and don'ts at work functions.
The whole topic is more about how people behave at those functions, such as Christmas parties, such as lunches, corporate lunches, and things that, you know, people see as the team getting together for a late lunch.
A year-end function.
Year-end functions. And what people forget is they're not with their buddies, where, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas type of thing. You are really on probation because someone is watching you.
Yeah.
Your boss is in your room. Other people who are senior are in the room. Your own colleagues are in the room. And what you're doing at this function is still being considered in the context of, this is the person we work with.
Yes.
You know, your buddies see you as, geez, this is a crazy friend. What you do when you are with your colleagues is still considered as, wow, we work with him. He drinks too much. He gets all, you know, rowdy, and yeah, I've seen people take clothes off at Christmas parties, and I think, are you crazy? You have your immediate superiors in your room. Just because everybody's having fun and hanging, you know, letting their hair down, doesn't mean they should act crazy. And I think it's so important, because the things you do at that Christmas party, you are judged through them. And they can sound a death knell for your career. Because what is saying to your immediate superior is, you know no boundaries. And you do not understand the boundaries between, we are all having fun now, but I'm still your boss at work. And you're disrespecting me if you're doing those kinds of things in front of me. So it's understanding the boundaries between different environments within your workspace. For example, you know, this is what people would call being too familiar, I guess.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm friendly with you doesn't mean that you shouldn't forget who I am.
It doesn't mean that you should behave
context.
With
We're
me
not
as
friends.
You do with your friends.
Exactly.
But I'm
exactly.
friendly. Okay.
And so the things that I tell people not to do at Christmas functions and corporate functions is, do not drink too much just because you're not paying. Because the message the company is also seeing is, he or she doesn't care too much about our costs. They don't care too much about our finances. Just because the drinks are free, they're going overboard.
And also, you're sending the message out that without supervision, you would be unmanageable.
Oh, you would be wild.
So you would be off the list of possible managers.
You're unable to manage yourself.
Correct.
The minute we take the chains off and let you loose, you go wild. And so, you know, things like drinking too much not only show a lack of control of yourself, but it also says, oh, this person, if we gave him control over the company's finances, we're in trouble. Because they don't know how to be considerate towards the company. But secondly, they are watching you and how you consume and how you behave yourself. So don't drink too much. Don't overspend when it's not your money. Do not do things that you're not going to be able to take away, that people will be talking about in the office tomorrow. Because what people forget is, a Christmas party is one day, and the next day people are in work mode, but they're remembering the things you're saying and they're talking about you. And that diminishes your stature and dignity within the work environment.
So you walk into the boardroom in your jacket and tie, and you are groomed and you are prepared and you're ready. But everyone in that room can see what you were doing on the bar.
All they have in their heads is, this is not actually the real person. They dress up for the office.
Because people have a memory.
But the person that they are is what we saw at the party yesterday. And really, people need to remember that every stage of your life within a work environment is a probationary period. So you may have been on probation for 3 months when we came in, but you're constantly on probation for the next steps. So if they were looking at you as someone who could take over a division. You are on probation for that period while they're looking at you. And if you do something crazy at a Christmas party or a function, that feeds into your probationary period and they're not ready yet. Anyone who can behave like that doesn't understand the concept of setting the tone at the top.
Thank you, Hixonia.
My pleasure.